like you've got two distinctively different rivers that actually meet right inside the entrance. And that's why Dr. George Thomas would have chosen that very specific area to put his dam, which is what people were doing on the surface as well during that time period.
When you say people were doing the same thing on the surface?
Well, adapting the same. He adapted the technology that people were using,
right,
say, in water-powered mills or whatever. I think of grist mills a lot, or what they were doing in New England in the beginning of the Industrial Revolution. So it was a known technology. It was just not, how should we applied. Unusual for you to take that technology and apply in the cave. So that amazes me when I think about labor involved in getting this equipment into the cave. And then Gene was talking about this ledge they had access to maintain, and to think that it worked throughout all those decades. It's very impressive. Because today, if you're going to put handrails in, or you're going to even change a light bulb or put in lights in the cave, you've got to come all the way down the entrance and the steps, come down 100 feet just like they did. And so you begin to appreciate their efforts. And
Dr. Thomas generated his own power,
sure,
to light the cave,
yeah,
from down here, because he didn't have a place up there to run the wires down.
Yeah.
So that was another incentive to put it in so that he could bring people into Tourist Cave, was to light it up. And of course, to get them all the way back to Sunset,
yeah,
Dome, I mentioned he ran the light poles and the wires. And while they're not standing anymore, you can see parts of the artifacts laying around.
I watched NCIS. So dam in 1890, and then he added the vertical shaft turbine and generator in 1892. And that provided lights to a few buildings, well, of course, including his home, that would have been on the surface. But still, that was a very novel, and I think a very innovative approach, because no other community in Kentucky had any kind of electrical lights except for Louisville. So people go, wow, Horse Cave had electricity and running water in 1892. So
second only to Louisville.